Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
And thanks, Brent, for that warm introduction here on this Friday afternoon, and we are literally plowing forward to the end of the year here on the At Home Show, sponsored by Zeeland Lumber and Supply. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you, and today we have Matt Bell from the Empire Company on. Thanks, Matt, for joining us.
Yep. Thanks for having me, Mark. It's good to be here.
So let me give you a little bit of lay of the land here before we start. 395-1450 is our phone number, 395-1450 if you want to call with your questions. Let me give you a little bit of an idea on the next couple weeks' worth of shows. Next week, both Tony and I will be unavailable for the show, so we'll be doing a best of. And then the final week of the year, I think it's the 27th, Friday the 27th of December, we kind of have a fun show planned for you. Tony is going to host it. I'm going to be out of town at that point, but we're going to be reminiscing on the past year, and we want you, our listeners, our loyal listeners, to call in with your stories of projects that you've done in and around the house this year. So, again, join us in 2 weeks. That will be a live show to talk about the projects that you've done. Maybe you've built a new home this year. Maybe you've done a renovation. We want to hear about that, and that's on the 27th of December. I may even call in from Orlando, Florida, which is where I will be that day. So with that said, you know, we've talked a lot about exterior products this year. We've talked about landscaping. We've talked about plumbing. We've then talked a lot about kitchen and bath type products. Today, I'm excited to tell you that we're going to talk about a topic that hasn't been top of mind maybe with a show, but it's exciting for me for a couple of reasons. First of all, the Empire Company is a nationally known distributor of interior trim and moldings and stair parts. They're nationally in scope, but they're based in Zeeland, Michigan, and it's exciting to highlight a company that's right in our backyard. Matt, tell us a little bit about your company, and then we'll jump into the topic for today, which is interior trim and moldings and stair parts.
All right. Empire Company has been around a number of years now. We've been a long time. Originally started as a lumber yard years ago, and over the years transitioned into a millwork wholesale house. Our main facility is based in Zeeland, Michigan. We service all the way down the East Coast. We also have a facility in Allentown, Pennsylvania, one in Chesapeake, Virginia, one in Lakeland, Florida, and one out in Houston, Texas. So we cover down the East Coast, about as far west as the Mississippi, and then we do the Texas market also.
And your corporate office is located right here in Zeeland, Michigan, Matt?
That's correct. Corporate office is right in Zeeland.
Excellent. You guys have been a company that has definitely grown and evolved over the last several years. I think some great growth in the last 10 to 15 years, Matt.
Yes. Yep. The millwork industry has continued to evolve over the years. I've been in the building materials industry for 22 years now, and I've seen a lot of changes. When I started back in the early 90s, it was when you look at millwork, it was mostly your pine molding and your oak molding, and there were probably about 25 profiles you could pick from.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you talk about how products evolve. You know, forever we've seen, you know, I mean, hundreds of years we've seen different types of trim around windows, around doors on the inside of homes, the base molding. You know, back 100 years ago, you see those big, big base moldings with caps and a lot of detail, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And then fast forwarding to, you know, when you and I both started, probably, about the right the same time back in the mid-90s, a lot of what was sold is your traditional oak colonial type trim, along with pine trim, and poplar, I think, evolved into being a relevant product. But why don't you tell our listeners who may, you know, they experienced all of that, and maybe they live in a house that has molding circa 1980, 1990, but what's happening in the last 3 to 5 years that is relevant to talk about right now because it's kind of in vogue right now, Matt?
Well, over the past few years, the market has really gone to a paint grade market. For years, it was a heavy stain grade market with the pines, the oaks, and like you mentioned, the poplars. So with that, we have expanded into more finger joint pine primed product, and MDF has been a very big growth market as far as the moldings. And with MDF, it offers some of the larger, more ornate profiles that you would have seen in the older homes.
All right, so I don't know if you listeners caught that, but, and again, 395-1450 if you have questions about today's topic, but you mentioned finger-jointed pine trim moldings. Tell us a little bit about what exactly that is, finger-jointed primed.
Okay, it's a solid pine substrate, but what the mills do when they manufacture, they use the cut-off pieces when they defect the product from their solids. And they finger joint those together. If you, you know, put your hands together where your fingers go together, the joints would go together like that. They're glued up, and then the product is milled from that point and then has a primer coat put on it.
So it's definitely a way for mills to get a greater yield in the plant at the plant level. The question that I would have maybe as a homeowner is, so there's all these joints in that trim. When I paint that, am I going to see those joints on the trim, whether it's a base molding or a molding around an interior door or a mold or moldings around windows?
No, none of the joints will be visible. What they do on the primer now, and about 10 years ago, they made some changes in the primer coat and went to what they call a clay coat finish. And what that is a wiped-on primer process, not a sprayed-on, so you get a nice, smooth, defect-free finish with no bleed-through on the joints.
All right, so pine and they're finger-jointing the product together. I imagine that's available in different profiles, from small profiles to big profiles?
Yes, they'll do small profiles like a base shoe, half by three quarter, a quarter round, up to a 5 1/4 inch baseboard.
Right on, right on. So finger jointed prime is definitely a relevant product that's being used right now. You mentioned MDF trim. We're going to talk about MDF trim. We're going to do it right after the break. Stay with us here on the At Home Show, here on 1450 WHTC.
With the weather getting colder, it's time to ask Zeeland Lumber and Supply how you can save energy with new windows. Whether you're building a new home or you're remodeling, this is a great time to complete the look of your home with attractive, new energy-efficient windows. Zeeland Lumber proudly offers Anderson, Quaker, and Marvin windows, and estimates are available. Zeeland Lumber has installation solutions for your window project. Stop in and talk to the experts at Zeeland Lumber and Supply, located at 146 East Washington in downtown Zeeland. You can find them online at ZeelandLumber.com or like them on Facebook. No matter what you're planning to do around the home this season, whether it's roofing, windows, siding, decking, cabinets, or interior trim and doors, Zeeland Lumber is your source for exterior and interior renovations. Learn more at ZeelandLumber.com or visit them at 146 East Washington in Zeeland.
Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Winter weather advisory for Allegan and Ottawa County starting at 9 o'clock tonight through 10 o'clock tomorrow night. I think we'll be on the edge of that. That's what it's looking like on the radar. But we still could see a few inches of snow. Temperatures falling during the day, low overnight, about 21. Saturday's high, 24. In Hamilton, it's 25 degrees. It's 26 in Holland. Get Holland's hometown forecast on your phone by texting STORM to 80373.
And you are live back on the At Home Show here, sponsored by Zeeland Lumber and Supply. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you, along with Matt Bell from the Empire Company, a phenomenal local firm that employs a lot of people from the West Michigan area as well as areas throughout the country. So great having you on the show, Matt. You know, for those of you who are just joining us, We're talking about interior trim and moldings. We're talking about stair parts. And these are products that go into every home, new or remodel. And we're talking with Matt about what's relevant today. What are the trends that are out there? And what how has the product evolved over the period of time? Just before the break, we talked about finger-jointed pine moldings and trim. And that's a product that's being painted. In fact, a lot of the trim these days are being painted probably a number of different colors, Matt. I don't know if you see the end product a ton, but it's not just white anymore, right?
Exactly, yep. Many different colors. People paint different rooms different colors to match the decor. So.
Right. I mean, probably 50 shades of white. So it's probably part of it. So we did a little teaser before the break about MDF. I'd like to talk a little bit about MDF, educate our listeners on that. You know, that's a goal of this show is to really share free information about the building industry, and hopefully you can grab a nugget that will help you in your current situation. Matt, talk about MDF trim and moldings.
All right, Mark. MDF has continued to grow in the marketplace, and it's a cost-effective paint-grade millwork product. As we talked about in the first session, the finger joint primed, the mills would use the fall-off pine pieces when they do the clear product, the defect pieces to put the finger joint product together. The next step is the mills with the MDF. And for the MDF, it's basically sawdust and glue. So now the mills are being able to use the sawdust from the cutting to use that capacity to make the product. MDF products we can get in moldings up to a 7.5 inch, which is larger, the widest you can get in a finger joint primed in a base would be a 5.25. MDF you can get, you know, up to 10-12 inch if you wanted to. So there's a lot of options. There's a lot of profiles available, ornate profiles, casings, base that we have available. So.
You know, when I started in the 90s, poplar was, if you were going to paint some trim, poplar was the product that was being painted. And now you're talking about finger joint prime is more popular than popple. Try that to say that five times fast. Hilarious. So the MDF, a question that would be popping into my mind if I was listening to today's show is, does that product paint well? And what is the maintenance or life cycle of having that product painted? Am I having to paint that every 3 years or 4 years? Can you talk a little bit about that, Matt?
Yeah. No, you don't have to repaint it. It's basically just like a wood product you would have. You know, paint it once, it's gonna last a long time, probably until you're ready to change the color in your room and repaint it because you want to look at a different color on a wall. It's something you'll put up. You're not gonna have any issues with it down the road. We do recommend that if you do use it in a basement where you've got some moisture issues, that you do prime the back side of it also. When you get it, the back side will not be primed, but the front side is. If you use it in a bathroom where there may be moisture, to prime the back side and make sure you have it sealed as well as you can so you don't get any moisture into the product.
395-1450 is our number here on the At Home Show. We are going inside the home today, talking about interior trim and moldings, and it's been a fun show just learning a little bit about what's relevant right now. With MDF trim, Matt, and since it's the focus of our second segment here, what can the consumer expect to invest in this product? I'm not talking about exact dollars, but when you talk about comparing products to install in a home, is the MDF a for lack of a better word, an economical choice for the consumer in today's environment?
Yeah, out of all the different molding species that are available right now, the MDF is the most cost-effective, lower-priced product. And it gives you so many more options than what you have in, say, a pine or an oak. There's so many more profiles that we have available now. When we first got into MDF years ago, like we started out with about 12 profiles, and I believe now we've got 50 to 60 different choices in the MDF casings and baseboards.
Right, so it's definitely a tremendous value, right, from an investment perspective, but also from a performance perspective. I mean, this product paints up well.
Yes.
It just finishes a home and makes that trim pop.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got the clay coat finish like the Finger Joint Prime does. So it's a very smooth, defect-free primer coat. Very minimal sanding needed, touch sand, and you paint it, put on your top coat, and you're ready to go.
Now, is this MDF product manufactured in the United States? Is it coming from offshore? You know, talk a little bit about that. I'm sure that there's some people out there that are wondering, yeah, where does the product originate?
Okay, good question. There's both domestic and offshore producers of the MDF products. We have some mills in Canada that produce MDF. We have a mill that we use here on the West Coast for domestic product. Most of our product that we get in is coming offshore out of Chile, and they put the clay coat finish on out of Chile. It is a true ultralight. You know, if you got some of your guys that are listening that were used to MDF or remember MDF from years ago, 15 years ago when it first came out, that was a heavyweight product. And if you remember, Mark, but you had a problem with the volcanoing when you nailed it.
Right.
Over the years, they have corrected that problem, and they do the ultralight now, so you don't have any of those issues anymore.
So you're getting product really from all over the world that MDF is coming. So that's offshore or even here in the United States. Is there a difference between the two, or is it something that is not necessarily noticeable?
There is a difference in the substrate itself. Offshore is what they call an ultralight product.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit lighter in color. It's going to be a lighter product. And then domestically, they do a medium weight.
Okay, so a little bit heavier product.
Yes.
We're going to continue talking interior trim. We'll probably go up the stairs, talk stairway parts after the break. Stay with us.
A very slight dip in wholesale inflation last month, down 0.1%, is leaving investors with some slight hopes today. Right now, the Dow is up 19 points, the NASDAQ adding 5, the S&P up about 1. The drop in wholesale prices was the third straight. Analysts say it might influence next week's Federal Reserve meeting so that the Fed will leave its stimulus program alone. And that might be why, after 3 days of losses, we're seeing stocks break even. No news from Ford CEO Alan Mulally on a day the company announced it would be hiring some 5,000 new U.S. workers next year. Mulally was mum on whether he's angling to become the next CEO of Microsoft. At Ford's annual holiday party for the automotive press, all Mulally would say is he loves serving Ford and no change. Marketing and science joining forces to try to clean up the sponge. It's known as a bacteria carrier, so next year 3M plans to give away a million samples of its new Stay Clean sponge. Joan Doniger, MarketWatch.com.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's Haibu.com. Or call 877-938-HAIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com.
All right, you're listening to the At Home Show with Mark, the host, and Matt, his guest. And right now it's about 12:51. And if you have something you want to ask these guys, you can give us a call at 395-1450.
Welcome back to the final segment here on the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, along with Matt Bell. It's It's been a great show. We've been talking about products inside the home better than outside, especially with the weather that we've had the last week or so here. Before the show, Matt, you and I were talking about, boy, it just feels like it's colder this year than it has been in a long time.
Yeah, it's been years since I remember a December being this cold. So
maybe it's just with age. Maybe the temperature is the same, but I'm just getting older. But a lot of fun all the same. So let's wrap up our conversation about interior trim and moldings. And we talked a lot about finger-jointed pine. We've also talked about MDF. And MDF really is the most relevant product right now. It's the product of choice. And we talked a lot about what MDF is and where it comes from and the value that is in MDF. Talk briefly about what are the popular profiles that people are using right now when it comes to the MDF trim or just trim in general.
All right. Yeah, what we're seeing, Mark, especially along the lake shore, Holland and north and down south into South Haven, is the biggest movers in the MDF are just the flat eased edge base, which we carry in a 3 1/4, 4 1/4, and a 5 1/2. And then either just a flat eased edge, eased to edge casing, or a step casing, which basically looks like flat, and then it has just a little step that comes out to give it a little bit of profile. But just your what they call the craftsman look, just a real simple, plain look. That's been our big move here the last couple years. And then we're seeing a lot of the old look, if you remember the old farmhouses above the doors and the windows, where they would have an extended half round and then a 1x4 or a 1x6 and then a back band cap that went over the top. And we're seeing a lot of that coming back in the look in the homes. And we have those parts and pieces where you can make that look up, put it above the doors and windows, and it just gives a great look to the room.
Right on. Now, are those extended half rounds and that other cap molding, is that an MDF product, or is that not made in that type of product?
Yeah, the extended half round and the cap mold, we do carry in a poplar. They do not make those in the MDF. People use poplar there, and poplar paints up very nice, as good as the MDF, it gives you a nice look. You won't notice the difference in the species when it's done.
But, yeah, you are right. That's a great look, and that's probably the most popular look that's out there in our current reality.
Yeah.
Let's move a little bit into our last couple minutes. Let's talk a little bit about stair systems, because they've taken on a life of their own as well. I mean, when we started, when you and I both started, Matt, back in the mid-90s, a lot of the product that was used was either oak square spindles, or maybe it was a primed spindle that was square, or maybe it was a tapered type spindle. Talk about what's going on right now in this segment of our industry.
All right. Yeah, you're exactly right, Mark. Back in the 90s, the big push was the primed or oak spindles. They were usually the 1 1/4 spindle. Either a tapered or a colonial, and you'd see them in just about every house. Over the years, people wanted something different. What we're seeing now, the big mover, is our iron balusters. Box newels, we have several box newels, 6 1/4. We have a box, smaller box newel with a sleeve where you can get to a 4 1/2 if you don't have a big enough footprint for the 6 1/4. But we're seeing that, just a contemporary eased edge handrail, and then the iron balusters.
Right, so that let's break this apart a little bit. The newel you talk about, and again, I want to make sure that our listeners understand that terminology. Really, it's a newel post. Can you describe that a little bit more on where does that go in the system?
Yep, that's right. It's a newel post. And the start of the stair, on the first step, you're going to have a newel post, and then anywhere the stairway takes a turn, if you've got an open stair system, and what I mean by that is you'd have the balusters all the way up. If you have an open system, wherever you turn, you need to have a newel. And then at the top of the stairs, they also put a newel post for support. And that's where you get your support from the stairway, is the newel post and the handrail connected together. The balusters are basically there for decoration. They give very minimal support to the system. So
now you talk about iron. Is that what they are? Is that the composition? They're iron balusters?
Yes. Yep.
Talk a little bit about the colors options that are out there as well as the style? Or is it simply just a square iron baluster, or is there other detail that you're seeing out there right now?
Yeah, we have several, or many different, I should say, styles available. We just have a plain one. We have twist, single twist, double twist. We have the baskets. We have knuckles, which is some decorative pieces they put on. But there are, you know, probably close to 100 different baluster styles out there in different colors. We have the matte black. We have oil-rubbed bronze, oil-rubbed copper, silver vein, bronze vein. So we stock 5 different colors out of our Zeeland facility.
Yeah, the options are endless, really. I mean, from color to style. Black, I imagine, is one of the most popular colors.
It is. Oil-rubbed copper is, or oil-rubbed bronze, sorry, is coming up to the number two spot, probably going to be taken over
okay.
number one. All our balusters that we currently have, or did have, were the inch and a, or the half inch. We have brought in a three-quarter inch baluster, which that is started on the West Coast. It is moving east. But they have had the half-inch iron baluster for years, and they just want something different. So we're seeing it's transitioning now to the half, to the three-quarter inch,
okay.
give you a beefier look. And so in the years to come, you're going to see that market segment grow.
And they're finishing it off with a birch-type handrail, or what's being used there? I imagine a lot of it's being painted, or maybe it's being stained.
Yeah, a lot of people will do a poplar rail and paint it. Or use a maple. Maple's been really big, and we still do some oak also.
And the profile would be kind of your traditional bread loaf type profile?
Yes, yeah, that was the most common, the 6010 or the 6210 style.
Yeah, before we wrap up here, Matt, is there a resource, website, something that folks can go to look at maybe some pictures of this?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go onto our website. It's www.empireco.com. And you can get on there and you can look at different stairways. You can look at all our molding profiles we have available. And it's got some nice beauty shots in there where you can get some ideas if you're looking to do some remodeling on your home.
Excellent.
You can get some ideas from there.
EmpireCo.com. Thanks for joining us today. It's been great having you on the show too, Matt. A safe and happy weekend to all of you. So long, everybody.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark VandenBosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.